Helping Hand. It's a new weekly feature here on HPR. Each Friday afternoon, Helping Hand will put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the handicapped, disabled, and other folks in need. And this week, we're learning about Assistance Dogs of Hawaii. It's a 501c3 charitable organization. They provide people with physical and developmental disabilities, professionally trained dogs that really help them out. And I have two very special guests in the studio, Mo Moore and one of the dogs, Angel. Welcome to our studios, Mo and Angel.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We're happy to be here.
Angel is a golden lab.
Angel is actually three quarters Labrador and one quarter golden retriever.
Okay. Just painting it for radio's sake. Obviously, people can look at HawaiiPublicRadio.org and we'll have a photo of her. But tell us a little bit about this organization and how you're involved with Assistance Dogs of Hawaii on a day-to-day basis.
We specialize in training several types of assistance dogs, including service dogs for people with limited mobility, full-time hospital facility dogs like Tucker, who works at Kapi'olani Medical Center. We train courthouse dogs like Pono, who works at the Honolulu Prosecutor's Office, and therapy dogs and seizure response dogs. People contact our office, and our main campus is on Maui, but we also have an office here in downtown Honolulu. So some of our clients and graduates include people with spinal cord injuries, with muscular dystrophy, MS, cerebral palsy, ALS, spina bifida, anything that limits someone's mobility, we're able to train dogs that can assist them with that.
Medical scent detection. Kind of describe this amazing new technique that these dogs have.
Yes, this is a really exciting new area in the assistance dog industry. Dogs have a sense of smell that's 100,000 times stronger than ours.
Wow.
So they can detect one part per trillion. We're finding that we can use this amazing ability in ways that can help people with detecting cancer. And recent research that we just finished was a study on training dogs to detect life-threatening infections.
Are there ways that folks who are listening can either volunteer, contribute, help out?
Well, we place all of our assistance dogs and provide lifetime follow-up support free of charge. So we're able to do that because of donations from individuals, foundations, and businesses here in Hawaii. Right now, our biggest need is for a wheelchair van in Honolulu, and also funding for future research projects.
I see these false service dogs, if you will. Someone can just put an identification onto a dog and it becomes a service dog. Is that something that waters down the effect of the real ones or causes problems for genuine service dogs?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that because it's really become a problem. We see more and more pets that are being misrepresented as service dogs out in public. It's illegal. There's a $1,000 fine, but it's also unethical.
Right,
it's
sure.
It's making it really hard for the legitimate teams that are out there with their dogs. The law is there for people that need their dogs, and the dogs are trained to assist them out in public.
And it threatens the safety and legitimacy of the dogs that are really providing services to people in need. And if someone does need a service dog, they should go through a legitimate process to get it.
Yes, exactly. Because we can provide dogs free of charge for people.
Yeah, I saw that you guys work with disabled people in need who are also in financial need. So if people have a need, or if people know someone in their life who has a need, or if people want to help out Assistance Dogs of Hawaii, the best ways to contact you would be assistancedogshawaii.org.
Yes.
And then I have 808-298-0167.
Yes, that's right.
And that's on Maui, so folks should keep that in mind when they're calling. It's 808-298-0167. Anything you think I should have added to our conversation that I didn't?
We have a huge community outreach program that reaches over 1,000 people in need each week. This program includes things like the Wounded Warrior Program for veterans with PTSD, a therapy dog program where we have teams that visit patients in nursing homes and hospitals. We have a workplace readiness program for high school students with special needs, where they come and work and get experience that helps them find jobs after graduating.
Try to help out in a case-by-case basis.
Yes, we really want to reach as many people in the community as we can. And we have an Ohana program where groups with people with special needs like the Easter Seals or special education classes come to our campus, and we have programs for them each week.
And at assistancedogshawaii.org, 2014. 15 puppy calendars are for sale, $20 each. 100% of the proceeds benefit Assistance Dogs of Hawaii. That's assistancedogshawaii.org. Mo Moore from Assistance Dogs of Hawaii, an angel who is sleeping on the floor here in the studio. I really appreciate you coming down. I appreciate what you do for the community. Again, it's 808-298-0167, assistancedogshawaii.org. On behalf of all the folks that you're helping, thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.